and we're taking a deeper look today at Amazon and taxes after the company announced yesterday it was canceling its plan to bring 25,000 new jobs to New York City. Local opposition to billions of dollars in tax breaks for Amazon sank the deal. And now we're learning the online retail giant, one of the biggest companies in the world, didn't pay a single penny in federal income tax last year. Joining us now is Mike Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, it's a liberal think tank, is reporting this week that Amazon did not pay federal income tax last year or the year before. How does a company like Amazon pull that off?
Right. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, Amazon actually doubled its profit to more than $11 billion last year. And not only did they pay no taxes at all, they got a refund for $129 million. And it's due to a wide variety of sort of unspecified tax credits, as well as a tax break that companies get for issuing stock options to executives. So it's, you know, it's certainly – it's unrelated to the New York issue, but I think it's certainly going to bring a lot more scrutiny to Amazon going forward.
People are also pointing to the 2017 corporate tax cuts that the Trump administration and Republicans passed. How does that fit in, if at all?
Well, remember, not only did that reduce the tax rate, it also made it so that a company can fully deduct all of its capital expenditures, or what they call CapEx. And that's basically spending on things like equipment and plants and whatnot. And the law also allowed for greater deductions for research and development. Now, Amazon is famous for spending on both of these things, CapEx and R&D. So while we don't know exactly what the tax credits were, a good guess would be that they certainly benefited from that aspect of the law. If you look at Amazon's results for just the fourth quarter, they estimate that the tax changes gave them a net benefit of about $789 million just for that quarter.
Wow. And I want to just add some context here. That tax cut lowered the corporate tax rate to 21%. So they didn't even pay that, obviously. And it's not just Amazon. Netflix posted record U.S. profits last year. And that company, according to this think tank, also paid nothing in federal taxes. So how common is this zero corporate tax bill? And is it good for the economy?
It's a lot more common than I think people would guess. That same think tank a couple of years ago looked at 258 Fortune 500 companies that actually were profitable, and they found 100 of them paid zero or less, got rebates, in at least one profitable year in the previous eight-year period. And we saw this a lot after the financial crisis. Now, one thing you can do if you're a company that actually reports a loss rather than a profit, you can use that loss in subsequent years to lower your tax bill. And we saw a lot of the big financial firms that posted huge losses during the crisis actually lower their tax bill when they did become profitable again because they had those losses on the books in the past.
It's interesting. The same day that Amazon said it was going to pull out of New York City, GE said it was going to scale back its headquarters and office tower here in Boston. They're going to pay back millions of dollars in incentives that it got from the city. So interesting topic there, corporate taxes. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Peter.